By the next new moon, the sealing day betwixt my love and me for everlasting bond of fellowship, upon that day, either prepare to die for disobedience to your father's will, or else to wed Demetrius as he would, or on Diana's altar to protest for aye austerity and single life.
Relent, sweet Hermia.
And Lysander, yield thy crazy title to my certain right.
You have her father's love, Demetrius. Let me have Hermia's. Do you marry him?
You scornful Lysander! True, he hath my love, and what is mine, my love shall render him, and she is mine, and all my right of her I do estate unto Demetrius.
I am, my lord, as well derived as he, as well possessed. My love is more than his. My fortune's every way as fairly ranked, if not with vantage, as Demetrius. And which is more than all these boasts can be, I am beloved of beauteous Hermia. Why should not I then prosecute my right? Demetrius, I'll avouch it to his head, made love to Nida's daughter Helena and won her soul. And she, sweet lady, dotes, devoutly dotes, dotes in idolatry upon this spotted and inconstant man.
I must confess that I have heard so much, and with Demetrius thought to have spoke thereof. But being ever full of self-affairs, my mind did lose it. But Demetrius, come, and come, Egeus, you shall go along with me.